Welcome to the One Thing Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Kokoska. You know, each one of us wants more. We want more out of our careers, our relationships, and our personal lives. At the same time, we want less. We want fewer distractions and less on our plate. Regularly, I get the pleasure of interviewing those folks that have achieved extraordinary success through narrowing their focus to just their one thing, the one thing that's going to move the needle in their organization. And today, I have the pleasure of introducing Roxanne Emmerich. She's a New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Amazon best-selling author. The book is Thank God It's Monday. And it's designed to show you how to create a workplace that you and your customers love. She's a very sought-after speaker. In fact, she's in the Speaker Hall of Fame, within the top 12 most respected and most requested speakers in the country. She's won 3 different Entrepreneur of the Year awards. She was also awarded the Philanthropist of the Year. She's a distinguished alumna for the University of Wisconsin, and she won the disco dance competition back in college. So, Roxanne, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Sean. That disco dance thing definitely does age me, doesn't it?
It's a lot of fun, though, no doubt. So, Roxanne, tell us, how did you get to this point in your life? Give us that 40 to 60 second rundown of who Roxanne is and how you ended up where you're at today.
Well, for the last 25 years, I've had the great honor of working with companies to take them to a level of performance they never even dreamed possible. Nothing makes me more alive and passionate than watching an organization have a huge and profound transformation. I started as a commercial lender back when women didn't have those jobs. I worked with 423 different men, and I was the only woman doing that job. I then went on to the brokerage industry, where I headed the financial planning department, and then I moved from there to start new banks and brokerages for a holding company. We set national records in terms of the fastest to profit bank in the country, and as a result of that, realized exactly what I needed to be doing the rest of my life.
Wow, that's fantastic. So what you're speaking to is the power of purpose and understanding that higher purpose of your life and living that passion. How did you discover that purpose?
Well, I was actually, when I was running the bank, I had an individual that I hired to come in and speak to do some training for my employees. And she asked a question, and she was giving away a free book for the person who had the answer. And I tended to get the right answer first, and so she gave me the book. It was called Power of Purpose. It was by Dick Leiter, and I read that book. And the next morning, I went to the owner of the holding company, and I said, you know how I told you I'd always give you a lot of warning before I would go? This is your 6-month notice, and I'll make sure to leave you in a good place, but I have figured out my purpose, and I have to go. And so what I realized is my gift and my unique competency has always been that I can look at a business, see what's in the way, help people get all the cobwebs and the head trash out of the way, and create the structures to make sure that that business turns around immediately. We've had businesses that grow more in the next 30 days than they had in the previous 10 years combined. We have lots of organizations that were just about shut down that are now number one performers within their states. Just by getting their head straight about what it is that they're really up to and about how to get in the fastest line from A to B so that they're not distorting all over the place.
Yeah, so clarity is the goal, yes?
Clarity is the goal for success and for significance, and part of the path I'm teaching them is that when you go down the path from success to significance, then even more success comes your way. So most businesses are just trying to move the needle, which they should be doing. You want more revenue, that's an important needle to move, and you want more profit, and that's a very important needle to move. But the fastest way to move that needle is to understand how to make a profound difference for every one of your customers so you become the highest return on investment they ever invest in.
Wow, I love that perspective. And I think if more companies approached it with that mindset to make the customer successful, then they get what they want in the end as well. So
there's a profound concept that life gives to the givers and takes from the takers, and the world has a perfect accounting system. So when we stop trying to be the person who goes and gets money and we start becoming the person who goes and adds massive value, suddenly there is a shift in how we choose to be as a human being, and everyone around us relaxes and wants to buy everything that we have. And that's one of the missing principles that doesn't get taught in grade school and doesn't get taught in middle school and doesn't get taught in high school or college, and that most of the workforce has completely missed, and they've gone into an entitlement mentality. And so by shifting that mindset to one of how do we add massive value, how do we go make that happen in a profound way, the turnaround can be amazing and very, very, very sticky.
Wow, Roxanne. And to our listeners, I trust that each and every one of you got your mind around what Roxanne just said, because there is massive wisdom in those words there. Now, Roxanne, let's step back to purpose, because I think we'll both agree everything begins with understanding that purpose. So once you grabbed a hold of your purpose, how did that lead you then to priority?
Well, my one thing that I've been calling it unique competency for many years, and so I teach executives and business owners and other folks, okay, let's get your head wrapped around what's your unique competency and how do you get into that all the time. And a unique competency is that one thing that you do that no one else can do like you can do it. No one else on the planet can do it like you do it. And that's where you need to be spending most of your time. And there are other people who can compliment you on areas where you're competent, because maybe they might have a unique competency in that area. But getting people into that space where they can never do enough of it whenever they're working in that area, it gives them energy. As compared to our competencies and our incompetencies, those areas just suck us dry, and they take away the joy from life. And so how do you get everyone on a team to understand how do you get into your unique competency and stay there and spend and actually block your time to spend most of your time in that particular area? And that leads me to head trash, because we know what we should do, but sometimes people aren't doing that. And so if we have some time, Sean, I'd sure like to go into the concept of head trash.
Absolutely.
So let's just go there right now. So I think most people know what their unique competency is. They know they should spend their time there. But there's this thing going on with their self-esteem, and because self-esteem is never one of those things where people just arrive and they stay there all the time. We're all in a continuum, and it adjusts day by day based upon how the world is treating us that day. And so our confidence goes up and it goes down. Some people, their continuum is a little bit lower in terms of self-esteem, and some it's a little bit higher, but nobody's up there high all the time. People get knocked off of their confidence. And so, you know, part of why people don't stay in their one thing and they tend to gravitate toward all this meaningless activity is because they don't feel worthy of the outcomes. And it's not until, and one of the secrets I'll show you that we do when we go in, we're doing this through our Think Guys Monday U, which is a new multi-million dollar learning process that we have that we take into companies to teach people how to build systems to keep them into their unique competency and to keep them doing the things that put them in the highest and best use of their time every day, all day, as opposed to pretending to be busy by, you know, knocking themselves out, doing all the little pedestrian kind of work that really doesn't even need to be done, that they've created this work that keeps them from being successful. And that comes as a result of head trash.
Absolutely. And they end up buying into the six lies that are outlined in the one thing, such as everything matters equally. They end up working from a to-do list instead of a success list. And when they buy into that lie, well, then they buy into the next lie, which is multitasking is actually possible. Then then they say, well, I just need more discipline in my life, right? And then when the discipline approach doesn't work, they say, well, it's just willpower. Where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah, exactly. So people are saying all the time, I'm so busy, I don't have time to prioritize. That's a self-esteem issue right there. Because there are 1,000 ways, maybe 5,000 ways to do every job, but there's one best way. And that's one of the things that we do best, is helping people within organizations figure out, what are the few things that you need to be doing, and how do you do that in the best possible way to get a massive result? So it's not uncommon for the assets for employee that we're for a company that we're working with to go from 2.5 up to 8 million as a result of the process where we teach them how to get into their highest and best use of their time. And quite frankly, with the way the economy has been, there just isn't a lot of space for the tourists to be along for the ride. We need employees who all pay their way and who are all, you know, making massive results of what they're doing. And quite frankly, people feel better about themselves when they know that they're paying for themselves and they know that they're making a difference. But for some bizarre reason, people will always gravitate back down to that busy work as opposed to staying focused on the few right things.
No doubt about it. Well, let's shift gears. I want to talk to you about the three commitments that Gary Keller and Jay Papasan outline in The One Thing. Now, the first is commit to self-mastery. And I'm curious, committing to self-mastery, how has that helped shape your extraordinary success?
Well, I have always, I grew up with grandparents who were big readers and parents that were big readers. And so I remember when I was in grade school, I went to a little grade school that was about a half mile away from a different bus stop. And I remember I would go to the library at the other bus stop. I would run out after school. And I'd go to the library and I would get books, and they would go from as far down as my hands and reach up to my chin. And I would take those home, read them, and go back the next time. But all of my adult life, I've always read about at least one or two books per week. And the reason I think that's important is there are a lot of millionaires hanging out at the library. And I grew up in poverty. I was just talking to my assistant today who said that she had a toothache, and I said, well, I understand. I said, when I was growing up, and she was talking about how much dental work she's had done, I said, I understand because I've had a lot of dental work done too, because we were so poor when I was growing up that we used to get aspirin from our parents to be putting on our teeth to see if we could get by a few more months till they could catch up on the dental bill so that they could send us back to the dentist. And so, you know, as a result of that, a lot of deterioration. And I remember thinking, gosh, if we could just, when I was growing up, I thought, if I could just understand what wealthy people do and how they think, then I bet I could become a wealthy person. And you know what? As a result of being a commercial lender, I saw all the differences in the mindsets. And I'll tell you what, it isn't complete mastery of business. It isn't complete mastery of all the things. It is mastery of self. It is how to be. And what I've observed is everybody who has that beingness tends to just attract wealth no matter what you put them into. They just can't keep money away. And there are others who don't know what those things are. And so I think part of self-mastery is more than just learning our trade. It is looking within ourselves to go, what are my limiting beliefs? What gets in the way? How do I, you know, how do I move through those? You know, people can go to the Thank God It's Monday /KW for Keller Williams, and I put a special one-hour piece in there on just learning how to move through limiting beliefs. I think if people just move through the limiting beliefs and mastered that in their lives, there isn't anybody who can't double, triple, quadruple, or even get 10 times the income just by getting through that little block that happens to be within people.
Absolutely. And it all begins with being the type of person who could earn that type of money.
And that kind of person has many distinctive ways of being that differ. They have that I'm a giver mentality. They have that I know there's an obstacle, but that's why they hired me. I'll get around that thing because I'm here to get an outcome mentality. They have great critical thinking skills. They know how to think through things and make decisions quickly and start action on them quickly. But most importantly, they know where their limiting beliefs come from. So when they stir back up again, they know how to address them, because there isn't anybody who doesn't do some level of self-sabotaging when they're about to get a big deal. They find some way to make that go away because their self-esteem says, nope, 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 you're not worth that. And when people figure that one out, I remember taking a seminar years ago, and as a result of taking that seminar, the very next month, my income grew by 4 times, and it never went back down again. 4 times is significant in a small business, especially in 30 days. And so what I've been doing for the last 25 years is teaching people how to do that and build a system to keep that going.
Absolutely. Well, the second of the three commitments is moving from E to P, from the entrepreneurial approach to the purposeful approach. And as you know, the entrepreneurial approach is just doing what comes naturally. And the purposeful approach is doing what comes unnaturally, doing what you have to do instead of sometimes what you want to do to achieve the extraordinary success that you're after. How has moving to that purposeful approach to help, again, shape your success?
Mm-hmm. Well, Jim Rohn had a great quote that I always enjoyed. He said, there are two pains in life. There is the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. The good news is we get to choose. And so part of what makes organizations successful and people successful is that they build a disciplined system, within an organization or within managing themselves. And so, you know, some of the things that we are teaching in an organization is how do you figure out what your critical drivers are and go to your boss and say, hey, boss, I want to rock my job. Tell me, what are the three needles I should be moving every week? Tell me where you think I should be at, and then I'm going to report back to you once every week and let you know how I'm doing on each of those three needles. The other thing is I call it the monthly board report, putting together a plan at the beginning of the month of the most important things you're going to do to move ahead, and then having that in front of you every day and actually building it into your weekly and your daily system so that no matter what, the most important things get done. The simple disciplines like that that tie to the strategic plan absolutely transform the performance of an organization. We do this thing called a kick butt kickoff. We take on a new client, and it's a huge transformational event, and many of our clients will have the very best, most profitable month of their existence the month after that, and will transform their bottom line and their top line very, very quickly just from that one intervention. And the reason why is there was a woman who came up to me recently after one of those, and she had a tear coming on her cheek, and she says, you know, I can't wait to go to work tomorrow. It's not that we didn't know, that we didn't want to do our jobs. We just didn't know how. Mm. And, you know, the problem is that the receptionist comes in and does what the receptionist before them used to do, and the marketing director comes in and does what the marketing director before them used to do, but they don't know what does the marketing director who performs in the top 1% do. And because they don't know that, they're just replicating the behaviors of the person before them. And maybe those behaviors only get a 50% of the return that's possible. And so getting people clear that there is mastery in every position and each of us should go wildly after that mastery is really a magnificent way to be.
Love that. And you're moving from E to P in the process. Now, once I've identified those 20% activities that are going to yield at least 80% of my results, then it's a matter of bringing in and welcoming accountability to your life. So, Roxanne, how has accountability helped shape your success?
Well, accountability is the it. I mean, throughout my life, I've always had someone coaching me. When we work with a company, we have a whole coaching system where companies are assigned a coaching team and a coaching process to make sure, because, you know, I don't know about you, but I have a gym membership. And there are certain times of the year where I'm really into it and I'm going all the time because most of the year I'm on the road all the time. Right. And when I'm going there all the time, you know what? I kind of get some pipes and the abs are kind of tightening up and things are looking pretty good. And when I don't go, even though I'm paying my membership dues, nothing really great is happening to my body. The problem is people want to just pay the membership dues and take the magic pill and not do the work. And so we all have to trick ourselves into a system of doing the things that are uncomfortable. I'll tell you what, carrot cake to me sure tastes better than carrot juice, but I know carrot juice is a whole lot better for me. And so, you know, how do I discipline myself to go and put nutrients into my body? How do I discipline myself to go master and learn new things? How do I discipline myself to make sure that my team is highly effective and doing all the right things and not wandering aimlessly? How do I make sure that I'm building a system? Speaking of purposeful, I've been doing this for a long time and have stopped doing this for money a long time ago. I really want to transform the world of business. I said to my team, listen, we figured out the secret sauce. I don't know any company that can turn around businesses like we can. When I say turn around, I don't just mean those businesses in trouble. I mean some of the best businesses that want to have a much better result. We cheat the world when we're not out there in a big way. We have to discipline ourselves to make sure we're doing the right things, to make sure that we're getting this out all across the world as profoundly as possible, because this is life purpose kind of stuff. This isn't just something to do.
Yeah, I agree with that, and I can hear the passion in your voice, no doubt about it. Understanding that purpose drives you to priority, which leads to productivity, then profit, no doubt. So, Roxanne, thank you so much for investing in us and adding wisdom to our lives. And before I let you go, though, what parting thoughts would you have for our listeners?
My parting thoughts would be that take yourself on in a big way. Everything you want is wildly outside your comfort zone. And so it's important to get out there in the skinny branches once in a while, not in a goofy kind of way, but, you know, there's nothing you can do that would better serve you than to invest in yourself and to learn how to push through your limiting beliefs, to really discover your purpose, to powerfully go after something in a bigger way. And so I just challenge people. Obviously, the Think Ask Money book will be some help, and that's why I also put up the Think Ask Monday / KW for those who want to work through the limiting beliefs piece. And so I'd say go in there. It's free. I would love millions of people to go to that and really learn how to take themselves on in a much bigger way.
And once again, it's Thank God It's Monday / KW.
/ KW.
Got it. And there's also links there to get in touch with you if somebody wanted to reach out to you, correct?
I'm sure that'll all be in place at the time that this comes through.
Love that, Roxanne. Well, thank you so much for your investment of time and adding value to our listeners. And also thank you to our listeners. Remember to tune into theonething.com, that's with the number one, to learn about our keynote speaking opportunities, our workshops, of course, coaching and consulting opportunities. Roxanne, thanks again. Until we talk again next time, guys, be on purpose, focus on priority, and be productive. Thank you.